Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, June 11th, One Take Wednesday, and it is also Ethan McVeigh's birthday. Ethan is our minister to preteens, and he oversees the Christian Life Center and all the festivals of the church. Ethan, we're so grateful for you, and thankful for all the ways that we see the Lord at work in your ministry areas. It is a bustling week here at Mountain Brook Baptist with Vacation Bible School. It brings me so much joy to see all of the volunteers and the students coming to learn more about Jesus. Our verse this week is "Proclaim the Lord's greatness with me. Let us exalt his name together." I don't know the reference just yet. I'm going to have to learn that one. And the motto is "Made to glorify God." This connects well with our first verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. This is a passage that is spoken a lot at weddings, but it's been a challenge to me to think about how I love in order to magnify God, and not just in theory, but in practice. So after I read the passage, I'm going to change the words out just a little bit, put it in the positive, and ask the Lord for his help as we seek to magnify him by sharing his love. The title in the English Standard Version says, "The Way of Love." If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love." Okay, I told you I'm going to go back through and change some of the wording up. How can we use words that will encourage others? How can we love with humility in a way that doesn't say, "I know it all"? How can we always honor the person in our midst? How can we seek the good of others and persevere in seeing the goodness of others? Lord, help us to remember the good and forget the bad. Help us to rejoice in truth and in others' accomplishments. In verse 13, it says, "Faith, hope, and love abide, but the greatest is love." We think that the greatest is love because once we get to heaven, we will not have to have faith. We will see the Lord face to face. We will see in full, and we will not have to hope for that resurrection glory that we know is to come. It will be realized. But when we see our Savior face to face, we will have such love for him that we cannot express today. Our second passage is Luke chapter 5. We'll start in verse 17 and we'll go through verse 26. Verse 17, the paralytic. I just couldn't get it to come to mind. On one of those days, as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there, who had come from every village in Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was on him to heal. And behold, some men were bringing in a bed on which a man was paralyzed, and they were seeking to bring him in and lay him before Jesus. But finding no way to bring him in, because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down with his bed through the tiles in the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." And the scribes and the Pharisees began to question, saying, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sin but God alone?" When Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered them, "Why do you question in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the man who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your bed, and go home." And immediately he rose up before them and picked up what he had been lying on and went home, glorifying God. And amazement seized them all, and they glorified God and were filled with awe, saying, "We have seen extraordinary things today." Our final passage today comes from the book of Proverbs because it is the 11th day. We're in the 11th chapter and we'll be reading verse 4. "Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I am thinking back to the paralyzed man who was let down on the mat. There are two images that I want us to pray through. First, I want us to pray through someone that we're taking to Jesus on the mat. And then after that, I want us to sit in praise of the Lord and proclaim to him his greatness. I want you to think back to an extraordinary thing that he has done for you and sit in awe, recognizing that Jesus is Lord. Will you pray with me? Father, we want to proclaim your greatness. Let us exalt your name together. We know that you have given us another advocate that will be with us forever, your Holy Spirit. We pray over Vacation Bible School this week, and we thank you, Lord, for all the children who are here. May they come to a better knowledge of who you are, and may they sing your praises that you are magnified. You know every little hair on their head. You design their fingerprints. We thank you, Lord, for the story in Luke where the men brought the friend on a mat to Jesus. We pause now and bring our friends before you. We ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would convict of sin and righteousness and judgment. We ask, Lord, that you would heal according to your will. We thank you, Lord, that you can do both, that you can forgive our sins and you can also tell us to rise and walk. We want to take a moment to praise you for the extraordinary things that we have seen in this life, the ways in which you have shown up for us when there was no hope, the ways that you have given us your presence in the midst of sadness, and the ways that you have blessed us so immensely. We thank you and praise you together. We pray, Lord, that you would, in your righteousness, give us righteousness that helps us and delivers us. Help us to be the kind of people who share your word and your light, especially as we seek to love others in practice this week. Give us humility, help us to see the good in others, and help us rejoice in what you are doing around us. We pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. And now I hope that you will enjoy another little tidbit from Vacation Bible School this week.
Why did God send Jesus to earth? Let me see. Yes, ma'am. To be our Savior. So we don't have to give sacrifices anymore because he's the one sacrifice for us. And he sent Jesus to fix the things that were wrong with our relationship between each other. So very, very good. So y'all were listening. Number two, I have three questions. Number two, who stopped the people from bringing the little children to Jesus?
Yes, ma'am.
The disciples, the people that were with him, right? Exactly right. And they said, we don't have time for this, Jesus. But he did. Because God sees us, right? All right, number three. How did Jesus treat the children? I need a boy. Let's see. Yes, sir? Yes, he treated them nicely, exactly. Just like what you would expect. He placed his hands on very detailed. We all know exactly what the story is.
Good listening. I hope that you had a great time learning about that story.
So today's point was, we don't have this on the screen, but every day has a point. And so Monday's point was three words. What you say last night?